Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
People are unprepared for the kind of cost of things. Even if you do cremation and minimize the cost, there can be a sudden unexpected expense on a family that some are not prepared for. There's also the depth of grief that one sometimes does not anticipate. And going through the process of planning a funeral and bringing up the memories of the deceased and thinking through what that life meant can be a very heart-wrenching experience for a lot of people. There's one that unexpected thing that intrigues me very much, and that is that we've moved in our time to a notion that funerals ought to be radically different for each person who has died, as if somehow the time-honored ways of doing this are no longer helpful, and each and every funeral has to be monogrammed and personalized in some very unique way. And that can sometimes be a burden, not a freedom. We try to think, how can we make this different from all the funerals that we've been to?
Well, you said that changing it from a worship service. I mean, and even as you said about it, now we are emphasizing unique. I suppose it's like weddings where there was sort of the standard, order of service, and the vows were the same out of a prayer book. So is it the same sort of thing where we've decided to sort of throw away the pastor's maybe handbook on how to do a funeral?
Yeah, I think that's right. The pendulum, I think, has swung from one extreme over to the other. It would never have occurred to the Puritans, for example, in America, that somebody ought to plan their own funeral. Funerals were something that were done for everybody in the same way. They were giving thanks to God for a life and carrying the deceased to the cemetery and praying for that God would receive this person into eternal life. That was the funeral for everybody. It would never have occurred to anybody to have the coach come give a talk about, or the next door neighbor, or the aunt, or the uncle sing a special song to personalize it. Those were probably too impersonal, but we've reacted to the too impersonal funeral by having one now that is almost all personalization. So that for a Christian, for example, the gospel can sometimes get obscured by the life story and anecdotes about the deceased. And what we want to do is to say that when Elizabeth, our sister, has died, she's been gathered up into the gospel, and the story of God's love and Christ's redemption carries her to eternity.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.